Okay, well, I think as you understand, the question is you are asking evolution and the unit consciousness, and when the somebody in the process of evolution reaches a point that a man kills many people, then he is even less than animal or a stone. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. You actually, if you look at the animals, usually they kill only because they need to eat and because their survival is based on that killing. They don't go and kill hundreds of elks and then leave 99 to rot and just eat one of them. They kill only one at a time and eat them, and when they are satisfied, they just leave the herb alone. But man doesn't do that. Man kills with no reason behind it. They go and kill five elks, six elks, and they eat probably half of one, and the rest they give either to their family or the friends, or you know, they just leave it in their field to rot, or they kill a rhinoceros just for the horn, and leave the rest of the rhinoceros to rot in the Sahara Desert, although it is an endangered species. So we can see that human consciousness is as expanded, is much more expanded than animals, but also it can become even less than animals and go the other way. So you are absolutely like those people that they kill a lot of people and or damage the environment, or just like they kill thousands and hundreds of bisons, or what's called American Indian bison, buffaloes, you know. And the only thing they wanted was a small part of the animal and just left them in a, you know, to rot. Is what? Skin on the top, you know. And so we can see, you know, they are absolutely based on the greed instead of, you know, realizing that what they do, how it affects the nature and how it affects American Indians. And worse than that, of course, are people like killing many, many people in wars, just starting wars because politically is you know, is a good thing to do, and you go and bomb people and kill hundreds and thousands of sometimes millions of people, and let's like a World War II or World War I, and then you know, what kind of people are they? Or you torture your opponents in a political system, or kill them, or they get vanished, and nobody knows what happened to them. So that kind of the things which has to go. That's why we need the communists of light. We need the creation of the system that based on the communists of light, from the people, by people, for people, and create an environment that freedom is for everyone, and all will be provided to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. And this earth that we are living in is not the kingdom of God, because such a people are able to do this to other people. But in our system, because the system belongs to the people, this thing will not happen, and those people are very discouraged to come and take over. Of course, one problem is that human themselves, you know, they have to meditate and create greater understanding and deeper level of defending their freedom that they have. We can see that this country, United States, has been founded in a base of freedom. All men are equal, and they were trying to bring the law instead of the rule of law instead of the rule of a man or a king, but we're seeing that it's getting lost more and more, and it's not really the rule of law anymore, and they are creating a king right now by letting, you know, their leader to do whatever they want and get away with it. And that's what exactly what king is. King is a person who says, that's the way I do it, and I go to the White House and do all the thing I want to do, and then I get away with it. Okay? And that is a sign of erosion of the founder's idea of law over rule of a man. And that part that we have to again work on it. So that is why humans have to be able to meditate, create a deeper understanding of this basic truth that one individual is not important, but the law is important, and bring God to their life and create an environment that everybody work toward their progress in a higher level. And I'm realizing that more and more that a lot of humans, they just want to get by and get along, and they do not want to enforce good ideas, and that's what the society falls apart. So, but according to our teaching, see, again, it goes back to the comings of light, doesn't it? It goes back to the meditation, awakening of the spiritual forces, creating men with a great characters and women with a great characters, you know, that they will not follow the crowd, but the truth. And that is what the cream of the crop is. And that is what we're looking for, the cream of the crop. And when this environment is created, people who can kill don't have the opportunity to kill. Okay? Those who... See, the only way you can kill a lot of people and get away with it, if you are a leader of a nation, or you are a leader at the top of an organization, if you are a leader of United Nations, or thing like that. Otherwise, you won't be able to do that and get away with it. Okay, Hitler can do that because he was a leader of the German, and then he says, okay, that's what we are going to do, and he put the propaganda machine on, and everybody says, okay, sure, we're going to do it. Okay. So that is why you have to create an environment that those people don't get the opportunity even to get to the point that they can do that to other humans. Of course, all the humans have to also realize that they are just humans. They are not Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims. They are just humans. That's just all really comes. You know, I look at you as a human, no Middle Eastern or South American or North American or Spanish or Hindu, Buddhist or anything, or Chinese. The only thing is, you are human. Are you a good human? I like you. If you're not a good human, then you have to work on yourself. And with this understanding, you know, more and more people, you know, just look at each other as a being good person, not where are you from? If at the moment you are from somewhere, you know, I can put you in this category and say, you're no good, I'm better than you. Okay. So, they have a long, long way to go to that point that teach this thing to humanity and break it, all those, as we said, bandages and destruction and suppression from them. And as we, that's what we need, a lot of teachers. We need a lot of teachers that teach though, not that teach their own teaching, okay, and come up with these all ideas that what they think is the truth, but it is not God's truth, it's their truth, okay, and what is my truth is not necessarily God's truth, and that's why you have to be careful. You know, we are not discouraging having opinions or think about things, but at the same time, it's a good idea to compare, is it really God's idea or my idea? So, we can see that human can become worse than animal. Okay? Animals can kill one at a time. Animals can hurt only their enemies and things that threaten their lives. that human can destroy many, many thousands and millions of people and get away with it. And that mentality is based on attachment that the people have to the religion, to the race, to the nationalities, to their, you know, gender, you know, okay, and all these things creates the suffering that we have on earth. And that separation between them, by identifying themselves with only a small part of the of God, and the rest of it, they cannot see that God is everything. And again, we have to teach this thing to our kids, in our schools, in our family, in our anybody that we can. And that is the people that we need to go around and awaken humanity to this point. Look, that is the way out. You want a peace, you have to give up to be, you know, from this nationality, this race, this thing. If you don't, fine. Okay, you're gonna go and kill each other and destroy each other, and we're not gonna have kingdom of heaven on earth and peace on earth. And that is why we have to create, again, it goes to the comings of life. We have to create an environment that such a people, bad people, would not have the power in their hands. And that was the idea of the founders in the United States. That was, they were trying to create an environment that such a people will not come and take over and have an army. In that third-world country, the reason there is dictators, because they have what? They have the army in their side. And whoever has the gun is right. Okay? If you put the pistol in your hand and say, "I am right," what do you have to say? You have to say, "Sure, you're right. Sure, you have the gun." What can I say? You know, I can't do nothing about it. So we have to, again, bring the army and the gun to defend communities and humans, not one individual or the government, and bring the peace. It has to be used toward the peace and unity, not destruction and disunity. And if they had followed the ideas of the founder of the United States, there many, many people would have been in better shape instead of falling from it. Okay? It has not been implemented. Okay? Those good ideas that it came to this country is not completely implemented yet. And we know at least even there is more illusion coming to it. So we can see that the coming of life is not just a good idea. It's a base of peace and unity and bringing humanity together. It is a base to bring those good ideas of the founder of all great religion, great nations together and unify and bring peace to ourselves. We should create an environment that those kind of the people don't have the opportunity even to kill millions and hundreds and thousands of people, and every individual should be feeling safe. Every community should be based of bringing our system together. So yes, that's true. The men or women who kill many, many people and destroy, you know, lives are humans. They are terrible people. Okay, the dictators that they—if anybody doesn't listen the way they think things should be—you know—they are terrible, you know, beings that they are destroying their community, that they're destroying the nations, they're destroying humans. And that, as I said, the idea is eventually we have an environment that every human have the potential to progress physically, mentally, spiritually. In that process, if there is any element in the society who are not good or destructive, has to be removed from the community. And if they can be helped in the community, fine. If there is a person that no way community can help him, they have to be restricted, they have to be put away, in a way that we can create an environment that the communities and individuals are the most important thing in on earth. And that individual also has to, of course, meditate and awaken his spiritual forces, and in the community become a useful member of the community and doing the kingdom of heaven on earth. So it is the whole package, you see. Again, you know, our teaching is not just as a good idea. It is something that we have to teach humanity. That is how it should be. We have to create the communities of life. We have to remove the bad elements from the communities of life. We have to create an environment that the bad people will not gain power, so they can become dictators and destroy and bring gain or suffering to other people. And those people are, they are not, there are people, they can gain powers because, you know, they have CDs, okay? And but they use their powers for destruction. And they are lower than stones and animals, because stones and animals cannot be that as destructive as they are. So as the consciousness expands, your ability to destroy also expands. So that's what being a leader is very, very tricky place to be. Okay? You might get a big ego and think, you know, you can do to other people or destroy them or take advantage of them or take advantage of your situation, and you reach a point that even you have a gun and army, you can even think you can take over and do terrible things to them. So these things are very important matter if you want to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, that you realize how these things work. And it's good to be peaceful, but at the same time it's good to be smart and to be able to bring the humanity to that point that these elements would not be able to affect them. Did I answer your question?